Mix a dose of trade war with a helping of overvalued stock and a pinch of the word recession, and you get, yeah, Today on Wall Street. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 4th of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Up to 500 people lost their homes due to a Wells Fargo computer glitch. Yeah. We've got a couple of stories out of Canada. One has to do with job cuts, the other, pot. China has said they'll work to curb the export of fentanyl. Meanwhile, a U.S. company has their own problems. The impact of the U.S.-China trade war, slowing trade growth around the globe. Those stories and a look at the disaster that took on Wall Street today with the Dow closing down 800 points. We've also got a small business marketing tip for you. I call it the wrong messenger. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
And welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, the ingredients are all on the table. Trade troubles, hypervalued stocks, and an inversion in the bond market. And you get what happened today on Wall Street as billions of market cap was wiped out. The Dow closed down by nearly 800 points, and we will have details later in the broadcast. You know, not long ago, we told you that Wells Fargo was blaming a computer glitch for over 500 people losing their home. Wells Fargo now says that that calculation error on home loan modifications affected 870 customers over an eight-year period. Customers who either were denied loan modifications or were not offered a modification in cases where they would have otherwise qualified. And then about 545 of those customers ultimately lost their homes to foreclosure. So how did it happen? And who's to blame? So far, Wells Fargo isn't talking about blame, but they said they plan to work with each one of those customers to reach a resolution. The bank is also offering no-cost mediation. Meanwhile, nonprofit groups and some legislators are pushing for more answers. Stay tuned. This is going to be rough. Well, news out of Toronto is that Thomson Reuters will cut jobs. The company said today it will cut its workforce by 12% over the next 2 years, axing about 3,200 jobs. It's all part of a plan to streamline the business and reduce costs. Now, investors like those kind of things. Shares in Thomson Reuters rose as much as 3.7% today, hitting an all-time high. So, who is Thomson Reuters? Well, about 43% of Thomson Reuters' revenue comes from its legal business, with 23% of sales coming from corporate clients and 15% of sales coming from its tax business. Reuters News, now that might be something many of you are aware of, that accounts for only 6% of sales, and the company said that they plan to grow that segment of the business. Shares in Thomson Reuters have risen by 40% since May. How? Why? Well, they benefited from the company buying back $10 billion worth of shares. Yeah, $10 billion. Well, forget shaggy-haired hippies in microbuses. Pot is going corporate. Marlboro maker Altera Group is the latest big company to explore the cannabis market, joining beverage makers like Molson Coors and Heineken. Other big names like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Anheuser-Busch, and Guinness brewer Diageo, they haven't acted yet, but they say they're watching closely as the market for marijuana and its extracts evolve. The cannabis market is expected to grow exponentially as recreational and medical marijuana gradually overcome legal and social hurdles. Consumers are expected to spend, get this, $57 billion per year worldwide on legal cannabis by 2027. In North America, that would be us. In North America, that spending is expected to grow from $9.2 billion last year, get this, to $47.3 billion in the next 9 years. Cigarette and beverage makers in particular want a stake in the market that could eat into demand for their traditional products. For example, in 2017 U.S. government survey, that showed that daily marijuana use was exceeding daily cigarette use among high school students. As you know, Canada legalized recreational marijuana use this year, and it's going to allow food and drinks containing cannabis sometime next year. Here in the U.S., it's still illegal at the federal level, but 10 states and the District of Columbia have legalized recreational marijuana for adults. Most recently, voters in Michigan approved a ballot measure legalizing recreational marijuana just last month. And a farm bill currently before Congress could also legalize the growth of hemp at the federal level. That would further open the market for food, beverage, and other companies. Remember now, though, hemp does not have the psychoactive properties of marijuana, but it does contain cannabidiol, or CBD, which some claim has calming and healing effects. You see, once business has figured out how to make a buck, this stuff is going to be all over the place. Watch. And, you know, given a look at the economy and all the things that go on today, we might need some of that calming and healing effects. Staying on the drug beat for just a moment, the word is that China will work to curb the export of the powerful pain drug fentanyl. That's something that's reported to have caused the death of some 50,000 Americans last year due to opioid abuse. But there's a link to an American company that bribed physicians, and here's that story. The company is called Incess Therapeutics, and their main product is Subcess. That's a spray version of the ultra-powerful opioid fentanyl. When it was introduced into the United States back in 2012, with a price tag ranging between $3,000 and $16,000 a month, depending on the dose, it was subject to a tightly controlled distribution system. The Food and Drug Administration allowed the company to market it to cancer patients to help relieve their pain. But it didn't sell well, at least at first. That changed, federal prosecutors have alleged, when the company essentially bribed doctors to prescribe it for everything from chronic back pain to headaches, and defrauded insurance companies who were reluctant to approve prescriptions for off-label use. In some cases, doctors were paid more than $200,000. Prosecutors say there were lavish dinners, strip club visits, and gun range outings, all which led to booming sales of one of the world's most powerful and dangerous pain drugs. Now corporate executives are sitting in court pleading guilty to a whole range of charges, and Incess Therapeutics could be another casualty of the opioid epidemic brought on by themselves. And just in case you've run out of things to worry about, we've got this tidbit for you. According to the data published today, global trade was up 0.3% in November compared to the previous month. Now, while that sounds okay, it's a massive shift from November of last year, when the world trade grew at 3.1% month over month. So what's up? Simple answer, the U.S.-China trade war. Going forward, the data shows a constant downward trend, and it's not just slowing, it's actually shrinking. Every single region of the globe saw its foreign trade growth drop in November. We thought you should know. So you remember yesterday when the markets shot up because of the possible trade deal with China? You know, we had 90 days to figure this out. China was not going to have exports on cars. Everybody was lighting cigars. Well, not so fast. Today, stocks got crushed. Why? The bond market, slowing economic growth, and yes, back to haunt us again, the U.S.-China trade war that yesterday seemed to be in the rearview mirror. The Dow plunged 800 points today, led by losses in Caterpillar. The S&P 500 sank 3.2% to trade below its 200-day moving average as the financial sector lagged considerably. Utilities was the only positive sector in the S&P 500, raising 0.9%. The NASDAQ tumbled by 3.8%. The yield on the 3-year Treasury note surpassed its 5-year counterpart yesterday. So when a so-called yield curve inversion happens, short-term yields trading above longer-term rates, a recession could follow. Now, it is could follow, though it is often years away after the signal is triggered. Long-term rates fell to session lows around midday in New York, while short-term yields were little changed. Now, the 10-year T-note started the day at 2.95% and ended at 2.91%, and while that doesn't sound like much, it's closer to a yield inversion, and that's adding to the overall pressure in the stock market. At the bell, the Dow was down 799 points to end the day at 25,027. The NASDAQ lost 283 points to fall to 7,158, and the S&P 500 down by 90 points to close at 2,700 even. Gold gained $4.40 to trade at $1,238.30 an ounce. Oil, that dropped off a bit, 9 cents, as a matter of fact, to close at 52.86, and the 10-year T-note, as we said, 2.91%. Hey, stick around. When we come back, I've got a small business marketing tip for you. I call it the wrong messenger. That is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.